Go to mikeshealthychoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the ninth day of April, 2015. Former Special Treasury Agent and IRS whistleblower Joe Bannister joins us in the third hour to talk about Lois Lerner won't get any trouble for political persecution of innocent Americans using the fraudulent IRS code and selective enforcement, and the congressional hearings and the fallout as we learn the IRS is accelerating, seizing bank accounts and paychecks when no wrongdoing is even alleged, no judge, no jury. And that ties into just the incredible benign neglect that we see with police response times in this country getting longer and longer and citizens being killed. And again, it's not the police's job to respond and protect you. They're there to respond to, quote, bring you to justice, to the people's court, to the jury. But John Bowne has a report breaking this down, because it's not just benign neglect. VA makes little headway in fight to shorten waits for care. They spin premeditated death lists run by IBM Watson computers on record into, oh, we need more funding and to fix a problem because there's not enough resources. There's plenty of resources. They deny the care on purpose. It's come out in the documents. That's coming up, a whitewash by the Associated Press. But don't worry, the White House has gimmicks for everyone. In the White House, gender-neutral restrooms. And, of course, that's a gimmick on top of a gimmick. All it is a single-person restroom they've had forever that says men, women, baby-changing station. Now they just say trannies. An individual restroom is for everyone because one person goes in at a time. And I guess as they claim, and on Facebook, there's 50 different sexes now in this country. We're going to have 50 different bathrooms. I mean, this is just all part of the joke. We've got flooding subways and infrastructure explosions almost every day in New York City as steam mains blow up and train derailments every couple of days and infrastructure rotting all over the place and planes crashing at record levels and just things degenerating and identity theft exploding and online fraud off the charts. Cancer exploding, and neurological disorders exploding, IQs plummeting. But that's not the issue. The issue is we need to have special bathrooms for men taking female hormones. And then they go, oh, see, you don't have an open mind. I don't care. I'm sick of hearing about it constantly. It's a psyop joke. It's beyond the most wild, sardonic, dark satire ever out of Kurt Vonnegut's mind. All right, I'm already going off the rails here because I have a headache. I've been here for an hour, and I was up several hours this morning early reading the news. And let me tell you, when we got a really big news day is when the smoke starts coming out my ears, because it's all over the top. On the end of our borders, illegal alien globalist takeover, a checkmate invasion, to mental health evaluations ordered for people that question Sandy Hook, official story. That's mainstream news. You cannot make that up. And then they're reporting like it's a good idea. Let's just disappear people into the mental health system if they disagree with official government narratives. China, projections of power, Financial Times. Jamie Dimon warns of next financial crisis. Rand Paul up in polls. Clinton down. Reuters reports. That's why Rand Paul is being attacked from every side. Because if you look at his politics and where he stands, he is the number one candidate to actually win in the 2016 election. And that's why they now have the little cutesy info babes at Fox, who he's been up there friends with the last year, suddenly attacking him like savage poodles on PCP, is because that's their job, shoot down any real libertarian candidate and get somebody like Jeb Bush in there. So that's all coming up as well, plus a new virus that's in the U.S., worse than Lyme's disease.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide with our George Washington 1776 banners flying proudly in the control room studio. I am your host, Alex Jones. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, the ninth day of April 2015. Pretty soon we'll be halfway to 2015. The time just goes by so quickly. Well, Rand Paul has taken the lead in Iowa as the press, both left and right establishment, goes into overdrive attacks. A lot of top Democrats and pundits are saying Hillary Clinton's campaign is in free fall. I said weeks ago that it's basically collapsed. I don't see that she can be put back together again. And Rand Paul, as we pointed out 2 years ago in major polls, the senator is one of the only people out there that can bring the country together and defeat a Hillary Clinton or someone else on the controlled left because of his previous anti-war stance. And that's why you got the neocons and rhinos coming out against Senator Rand Paul, because they've got his phones tapped, the government does. They know he's a good guy. They know he's been a listener of this show for years and been on the broadcast 20 years ago. Before anybody knew who Rand Paul was, and they just can't stand him. I mean, they know he's a patriot. And they know his dad's a patriot. And by the way, Rand Paul and Ron Paul are not radicals. In fact, they probably wouldn't even be seen as hardcore enough in 1776. Just like I probably wouldn't be. It's that compared to the radical big government globalist corporate takeover and the socialist underpinning to domesticate the public, compared to how radical the establishment is, we are radicals. I mean, I remember 5 years ago we published an article about the Journal of Bioethics putting out a paper calling for killing kids up to age 3, and then other bioethics journals calling for killing old people. Even if they're not sick, just get rid of them. That's George Bernard Shaw socialist talk. You know, if the state doesn't have a place for you, you die. It's the opposite of a loving, compassionate, take care of the sick and elderly and the young and the infirm and the mentally ill. It's the opposite. It's a eugenics-based system. And so they've had a whisper campaign by the libertarian group saying he's not hardcore enough. They've got the left attacking him. They've got the right-wing establishment attacking him. Because Rand Paul is the real deal. That's all I need to know. I mean, the establishment is attacking him because he's got a real shot at winning. And that doesn't mean that Rand Paul would save the world. It's just a bellwether of how libertarian, constitutional Americana ideas are coming back into fashion, and it's about legalizing freedom. And it's not about the left owning certain issues and the controlled right owning certain others. It's about people saying, we want basic freedom. We want small government. We want local control. We want transparency. We don't want foreign bailouts and foreign aid and corporate bailouts and corporate aid. It needs to be curtailed. Plus, we're going off the edge of a cliff, going bankrupt. But I was digressing into the whole discussion of when we first, 5 years ago, published an article on Infowars.com directly linking to the Journal of Bioethics, echoing what had been said by a bunch of other bioethicists and people like Peter Singer at Princeton, and, you know, get rid of people up to age 3, age 5. You don't have a use for your kids, just kill them. Folks thought we were making that up. They wouldn't even go follow the link to the bioethics site, the bioethics journal. Now, that was 3-4 years ago. I said 5. They pulled up the article. It was actually 3.5 years ago. Nowadays, you turn on the news, that's all over the place. And it just shows how we've been conditioned to, despite the fact that we don't like what's happening, we still go along with it because we believe we're powerless, and that's not really the case. And even if Rand Paul runs and doesn't win, he is injecting real issues and building a grassroots movement that opposes the statist right and the statist left, that are two birds in the same flock with the same agenda. In fact, they're not even two birds. They're two wings on the same bird of prey that's preying on us. I mean, look at this AP article. It makes my blood boil just to read the paragraphs of deception and manipulation and suppression to manipulate the public. VA makes little headway in fight to shorten waits for care. What a headline. VA makes little headway in fight to shorten waits for care. I can read that headline 45 more times. VA makes little headway in fight to shorten waits for care. What is deceptive in that headline? Basically every word. The VA doesn't want to make headway. The VA is the author, is the progenitor, is the driver, is the daddy, is the mommy of the massive bloated bureaucracy that's all about attacking and demonizing and stripping the rights of and setting up veterans who were listed by the globalist occupational government as the number one enemy. And that's not rhetoric. We have an occupational government that's occupying us, that is foreign corporate central bank run. And they say in all their internal documents that are public that the number one enemy, again, is the American people who are not criminals. If you want basic freedom, you're an enemy because these are totalitarians and you stand in the way. They know that you, at a fundamental level, can't be bought off and won't sell out to tyranny. A year after Americans recoiled, she asked them to placate you. Oh, you recoiled. A year after Americans recoiled at new revelations that sick veterans were getting sicker while languishing on wait lists, no, it was don't treat death list. Just like the National Health Service in England, the VA is the model of Obamacare, where you will not get the treatment if you are seen as a veteran or old or a smoker. You go, well, yeah, we shouldn't have to pay in collectivism for smokers or obese people. That's how it starts. And then if you're politically correct, doesn't matter if you weigh 600 pounds or were a smoker, you're going to get that liver or that lung surgery. But if you're a veteran, you're just not going to get it. A year after Americans recoiled at new revelations that sick veterans were getting sicker while languishing on waiting lists, and months after the Department of Veterans Affairs instituted major reforms costing billions of dollars, government data shows the number of patients facing long waits at VA facilities has not dropped at all. Really? Because it's an official policy. Joe Biggs in our office went over and over again more than 10 times to even get a checkup, and they kept recirculating his file, saying they didn't have his file, go get his file. He'd say, excuse me, and grab the file. I ought to get him in there. He's told me the stories. I think he's going over the hidden camera. He grabbed the file, and there was his file right there. Then he'd come back a week later. We got to do blood test again. We got to do blood test again. We got to do this other test again. And all of that accelerated once he started talking about the Michael Hastings case a few years ago. They clearly put you on political list. Just like the IRS targets conservatives and Christians and gun owners and veterans and pro-lifers. This is a system where the government controls things and gives select corporations the contracts and then preys and persecutes and oppresses everyone who's not basically a party member of the collectivist system. And now the Democrats want a one-party system. They don't even want to have the Republicans to share power with anymore. They're moving to implode the borders and bring us in to a North American union where it's game over. And they just go over the VA's own whitewash report. And now they've changed the subject, saying, well, we at least had the appointments, but the appointments aren't the test, aren't the surgeries. So there you go. That's how they take something so over-the-top evil and just turn it into some process like watching paint dry. And speaking of medical tyranny, mental health evaluation ordered for suspect in Sandy Hook harassing cult case. How do you pronounce this? Timothy Rogalski, 30, of Wallingford, was going to put his son in the school. So he called four times and said, now you're not going to have any basically fake shooting drills, are you? And, you know, he wasn't threatening a shooting. They're not charging him with that. They grabbed him and put him in a mental institution and now put him on the news in chains like he's some type of criminal for daring to bring up the Sandy Hook fable. Story and video are up on InfoWars.com. Now, I haven't gotten to any of the real news I'm going to cover yet. I just hit four or five stories. Here's what's coming up. There is so much to go over here. Yemen rebels gain as Iran calls Saudi air campaign a crime. Rand Paul up, Clinton down in 2016 presidential poll. We'll get more into that. The rise of China as a military power. Very important article. Doctors say tick-borne Powassan virus is worse than Lyme's disease, CBS News. A big stack on the economic front we're going to be covering. Head transplant, Russian man to become first to undergo pioneering controversial surgery. I don't think that's true. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a horse's ass sewn on a long time ago for a nose. So I don't know if this will be the first.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a like a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept. It'll be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There must be some kind of way out. InfoWars Nightly News reporter John Bowen has a very powerful report dealing with the fact that government neglect and not responding to crimes, and on top of it, trying to disarm the public, is complicit in state-sponsored murder, basically, known by university research as democide. That's coming up. I want to get into the unfairness of American citizens, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter, Native American, having to pay for Central and South American immigrants who are here illegally, and then the immigrants have the nerve to complain and are now demanding their families be brought, which is part of the plan. And again, this is the over-the-top nature of how American hospitality is being used against us when we won't even give the veterans medical care because they're trained killers and the government's done with them. They want them to go fight and kill overseas for the globalists, but as soon as you come back, they fear you, they hate you. But if you come from socialist countries and will comply and get in line like Venezuela, the socialist Obama wants you. And by the way, historic poll, Obama is nearly twice as popular in Cuba as he is in the U.S. What a joke. What a sick joke. And again, people say, well, I thought he's a corporate fascist. Why is he a socialist or a communist? The paradigm that is taught in schools is not the real paradigm. When you get into deep political science written by Brzezinski or Carol Quigley or folks against him like the folks that wrote None Dare Call a Conspiracy, you learn that the ultra-rich create socialism and communism to control the grassroots and make you dependent. And they call it a people's paradise when it's a people's nightmare to centralize the power, generally to some offshore combine that is funding the communist or socialist regime. And that's the IMF World Bank. You see, the European countries are being brought into conservatorship and imploded into the EU itself that will then be imploded and rolled into the larger unified global government. That's the stated trilateralist plan. Just 3 days ago, Henry Kissinger wrote an open letter saying that. And on the heels of that, Larry Summers wrote one saying, I mean, that's what's frustrating is I'm only telling you what they said they're doing. So why is the entire media attacking Rand Paul? Because they know he's a patriot. I mean, if I wanted to sound big and impressive, I'd tell you I've hung out and had dinner with Rand Paul, you know, 15 years ago. But I'm not going to do that because it doesn't even hurt him, his association with me. But I'm not even going to give Media Matters and the White House what they want. They hate Rand Paul regardless because they know he's not a criminal like them. And Leanne McAdoo's got a breaking update on him doubling down his rhetoric, not backing down when they attack him. How dare you not want partial birth abortion? What, do you want to kill 7-pound babies? The doctor said. Here's Leanne's report.
The Associated Press tried to corner Senator Rand Paul on abortion Wednesday by asking him to state definitively which exceptions to a ban he'd support. When Paul danced around the question, the AP dutifully sent the story out, hoping that the rest of the media would continue asking him about his stance. And that's exactly what happened at a presser yesterday afternoon, but this time, Paul was ready for them.
I just want to know where you two stand on exemptions. Should there be any exemptions for abortion or not?
What's the DNC say?
Why don't we ask the DNC, is it okay to kill a 7-pound baby in the uterus? You go back and you ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby that is just not yet born yet. Ask her when life begins.
Exactly.
And you ask Debbie when she's willing to protect life. And you get an answer from Debbie, come back.
The DNC head responded rather quickly. In an emailed statement, Wasserman Schultz said, here's an answer. I support letting women and their doctors make this decision without government getting involved. Period. End of story. Social media was on fire. People quickly responded asking if the Democratic Party was united in this extreme stance. After all, if you say you want abortion handled without government getting involved, it means you want zero government restrictions, right? I mean, well, except for those government subsidies. Senator Paul then crushed it with this reply.
Well, it sounds like her answer is yes, that she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you approach the abortion debate with a partisan media. This is Leanne McAdoo reporting, and you can read more about this story and others at Infowars.com.
That's right. And see, he's not backing down. So in the Washington Post and scores of other publications, they say he's angry, he's upset, he's got a problem with women. They're starting that new mindless narrative, still acting like he's running against Hillary. They're scared of him, folks. So we should all go vote for Jeb Bush because they like
him. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Remember me.
Would you still remember me?
We're here, folks, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And then please don't forget, we have InfoWars Nightly News at 7, but also the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to open the phones up on the Rand Paul situation, on the economy, on the lawlessness of the globalists. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you agree, if you disagree, wide open phones. The first few rounds are going to be first-time callers. In the next hour, I will do anything goes. Long-time callers, callers who haven't called in 6 months, agree, disagree, it doesn't matter. If you disagree with me on some subject, you can tell the folks that answer the phone. I wouldn't call it screening your call. We just make sure that you're not drunk or that you have a good phone connection. But if you do tell us that you disagree in a serious way, we can put you to the head of the line. In fact, I haven't done this in a while because the last time I tried it a few months ago, nobody called in on the subject. I'd like to hear from Obama supporters, maybe from Cuba. Oh, I forgot. You don't have telephones there. Those are only in central government offices, and you have to get authorization to call, and you're so free. The government listens to everything you do, just like us here to a certain extent now. I'd like to hear from you because in Cuba, historic poll, Obama nearly twice as popular in Cuba as he is in the U.S. Isn't that just sweet? So the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me just do this now. Let me just go through a whole bunch of news, and then we will start going to your phone calls. And then in the third hour, Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, who discovered that the Federal Reserve really was private and that the IRS really was set up the same day in 1913 and that the taxes weren't even enforced till the 50s and that it's used to bankrupt the country and that the IRS code is written to imprison innocent people, that the big mega banks are tax exempt. And he was a high-level agent for just being in there 5-6 years, and he was rising to the ranks very quickly, and he went to Superior and said, can we disprove this? Because I'm going to go after these folks if it isn't true. Publicly. I want to speak out against him. And they said, you need to just resign right now for even bringing this to our attention. Kind of like if you're in the DEA and you say, we're only busting small-time dealers, and the drugs they're selling came from up the chain, laundered by big banks, they go, we'll take your resignation right now. I've had 5 or 6 former top-level DEA agents on. I mean, I had one who was the head of an entire section, all of Central and South America, where they had over 200 agents, Celica Steel. And he said, you guys are flying cocaine out of this airport. You're flying it right into the U.S. And I know the contacts in Arkansas where it's being flown in. And they said, you need to step down right now or you're going to end up pushing daisies real fast, Bubba. So what we need is the public to stop being so ridiculously naive about all this. And that's happening. And that's why the power structure is coming down with both feet. But the elite plan on bringing America down, that's why we have the oldest railways in the world. Look it up. It's why our infrastructure is rotting. I mentioned it earlier, so Miko ran in with an article backing it up. RT, bad bridges. Federal data shows U.S. infrastructure is crumbling. But don't worry. They got money to put in transgender restrooms at the White House. And again, they just make us divert off into these faux rights, these little cutesy rights that are funny to billionaires living in $100 million penthouses in New York. Let us eat cake as things fall apart. Report 39,000 immigrant kids coming to the U.S. This is the second big wave, and that's just a tiny part. Former DOJ official, non-citizen registering to vote through motor voter registration forms across the country. Daily Caller. Legal fight continues over Obama's executive action on immigration. And the White House says that the judge has wrongly continued to prevent those lawful common sense policies from taking effect. I love how everything Obama does is it's just a common sense lawful, you know, to just outside of even an executive order or Congress just say the border's open. And it's totally unfair. Just to say, bring your families, bring everything, we'll pay for it, have a baby for free. Nobody else in the world does that. I mean, I saw CNN a month ago advertising. It was an advertisement, PR article, for women of the world to come here and how to fly in a month before, how to stay in an inexpensive hotel, and how to even write that off when you have the baby here and get everything paid for, including your plane tickets. And I'm like, the IRS will SWAT team me if they think I don't pay them $1. But you know, the newspapers advertise in Mexico and China to come here and have your baby free. Oh, boy. There's the headline, how far Chinese moms will go to have U.S. babies. And then the article's an advertisement on how to do it and how great it is. 403 have applied to have Central American relatives brought to the U.S. through Obama's administration program that has no limit on approvals that was just announced a month ago. And again, they make it all about children. What a PR coup. And then we pick up on how they phrase it. Like, hey, so what if a few hundred thousand, you know, kids came across the border last year and we shipped them into the country? They're kids, but they were with their parents. That was only a fraction of the people coming in. But see, they make it about that. And then even I, when I cover it, make it about the kids. They just label things and we all take it hook, line, and sinker. But don't worry, Rahm Emanuel, the Duke, the Don, the godfather of Chicago, has been reelected. And if you believe that, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you and some oceanfront property in Arizona. There's another report I'm going to get into later. Obama gun control push backfires as industry sees unprecedented surge. More guns sold in 2013 than in any previous time, triple what it was just a decade before. We're going to go over those numbers out of the Washington Times. But folks, don't start popping champagne corks yet, because we've got to fund the gun industry. I get zero money from the gun industry. Zero. Quite frankly, I've been thinking about getting into firearms, accessories, holsters and stuff. It's stuff that I use, stuff I like. It can be profitable. We're open capitalists to fund our operation and promote our ideas and try to take the society back peacefully. But I am in consultation with several big gun manufacturers right now to not be cowards, because I won't just promote any gun manufacturer. I want to promote the highest quality. I could go out and get some smaller ones or some fly-by-nighters. I've been approached hundreds of times by gun manufacturers to promote them, but it's almost always a smaller outfit. And a lot of times they're pretty good quality, but I want to sell and promote the best guns. But I'm digressing. You've got to fund the industry because it's being sued. There are over 200 lawsuits right now being funded by Bloomberg and George Soros and the usual suspects. And some of those lawsuits have cost major manufacturers like Bushmaster, I was reading, already over $15 million and could bankrupt them. So talk about voting with your dollars. Guns are only going to go up in value. Guns I bought when Clinton was around, a range rifle for $200 goes for like $800 to $1,000 now. A Ruger 223. Bought it for $250 or something at Walmart of all places. Back when Walmart sold guns, they had the best deal. Back then I hardly had any money. It was $30 cheaper than the local gun shop. I went to Walmart. That'll show you how the world's changed. Bought that gun when I was 20 years old. Still got it. It's a fantastic varmint gun if you just want to ride around the back of a Jeep shooting coyotes at 100 yards. How dare you shoot the coyotes? Well, they kill the baby deer, trendies. Learn how that works. And you're like, well, they're the natural predators. I get it. The point is that it's a good firearm. See how I can't just tell one story, I go off at other things. It's how my brain works. But the gun manufacturers are in trouble. A lot of them have been going out of business because of the lawsuits and the regulations and all the rest of it that have been heaped on top. So we're in the battle, but we're not winning the war. And the minute we start thinking that we've won the war for the Second Amendment, we're going to lose it. Everyone else worldwide but Switzerland has lost it. You look at that scoreboard, folks. We are surrounded by tyranny from without and from within. And I cannot express to you how dire our straits are. Okay, that said, day after officer's arrest for shooting the unarmed black man 8 times in the back, there have been protests George Soros funding him, of course. And my issue is, what's the protest? He's been indicted. He's facing 30 years to life. I mean, it's terrible what the cop did and then framing the person he murdered. And he's had the book thrown at him, but this is being promoted and hyped to get us everybody fighting with each other and to federalize police. I mean, that's just why the same media that's attacking the Second Amendment and attacking the family and attacking parental rights and pushing abortion and pushing open borders and pushing world government and pushing forced inoculations are the same ones perseverating on the police, because they know the government has an 8% approval rating in Gallup, Congress. And so if they can just scapegoat the police and make every problem about them, it diverts from us taking control of the government and stopping the unconstitutional directives and policies where it starts. It'd be like if there was a big hole in a wall at a Dutch dike. Would you try to get a ladle and scoop the water out as it poured down the road, or would you try to plug the hole up? And attacking the police is like attacking water 5 miles downstream. You've got to attack it directly at the source. Guys, I have an error in here saying InfoWars is down. Just tell me if that's the case. Now it's not down. But you want to talk about something we should all be together on and having demonstrations about. George Soros won't be funding that. CDC, U.S. heroin deaths nearly triple in 3 years. White House says Mexico is the primary supplier. If you look at the graph put out by the U.S. DEA from heroin deaths from 2000 to 2013, you'll notice that there is a, you can scroll down, you'll see the graph. You'll notice that there is a more than 13-time basic increase. And on this graph, it shows about a tenfold increase, but there's a 13-times increase in world opium supply, with 93% of it being produced out of Afghanistan that was producing only 6% pre-invasion. They ship the drugs in. It doesn't come out of Mexico. Yes, some black tar comes out of Mexico, but a very small number. We even have Interpol phone numbers. In fact, we should do a story showing Interpol's numbers and the UN's own numbers and the Pentagon's own numbers. You can pull up BBC, you name it, that world opium supply, 93% is out of Afghanistan and is up 13-fold since 2001. And that's where 93% of it comes from globally. And then they just blame Mexico to keep the phony drug war going when our government loads it on C-130s. We should do it on the nightly news. I'll air it tomorrow. Show the Fox News clip admitting we ship it in, the BBC, the ABC, the NBC, where they have to hide it in plain view because the troops, we're blowing the whistle. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls. Pat Tillman was writing letters home about we grow the opium. This is a total fraud. There's no real Al-Qaeda over here. I do photo ops all day. This is fake. We're arming the radicals. And the Pentagon said, bust a cap in that man. And they did. So the troops were speaking out. So they said, how will we psyop this about 7 years ago? So they began going on the news and going, first time I heard it was BBC on my XM. And I heard him do a 10-minute report admitting our government grows the opium and even allows it to be shipped out. And the argument was, well, if we don't, Al-Qaeda will, and we'll get the money. That's what they tell the troops. Oh, really? That's why it went up 13-fold? Give me a break. Our government arms and funds Al-Qaeda. And then they get on the news and say, the number and rate of deaths in the United States from overdoses involving heroin nearly tripled in 3 years from 2010 to 2013. It's way higher than that on the 10-year graph. All the heroin in the United States is smuggled from abroad, and Mexico is the primary supplier of the drug to the country, according to the White House Office of National Drug Council Policy. No, the White House and the big banks, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, and others on record are the main importers of cocaine, heroin, you name it. And then, of course, they're heavily invested in the New Freedom Initiative to forcibly psychologically assess all children and put them on prescription drugs, just as bad or worse. So just in the last 4 years, we've seen a tripling in the deaths. But, hey, listen, that's not the issue. Let's not end the drug war. Let's just hate the police and then have kill the police chants and then shoot more cops in the head so they get even more trigger happy and shoot more citizens, and then a civil war starts. That's a wonderful idea. Instead of just going, hey, I don't care what color you are, they're shipping it into our communities. There are a lot of little white yuppies on heroin. In fact, that's what's cool with the dumb white kids. The dumb, trendy black kids listen to their gangbanger music like cocaine and PCP because that's been cool ever since the CIA taught them. But the young, dumb white kids like their smack. Idiots. Idiots! Okay, I've only covered 20, 30 articles, which is good for me, and I'm going to stop now because I'm getting angry. We're going to come back and go right to Chris, Thomas, Ryan, Tim, Rod, and everybody else. Briefly, we're offering free shipping on all of the key Alex Challenge Pack compounds that I've used to get a lot healthier. And so I want to encourage everybody to get the Oxy Powder, the X2, and the Supermel Vitality discounted right now.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear.
Took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you.
People stop me on the street and they say, "Why are you so angry?"
It was an
That's weird. No, it's not weird. In this world where we're brought up to just sit there and watch television all day and go to some job and sit in a cubicle and act like we're doing something as productivity falls apart, and then it's a small minority of people of every race, color, and creed in this country and across the West that are still actually working and doing the thinking. And the politicians don't want you thinking. They want you sucking your thumb, believing all their bull, like 2 + 2 equals whatever they say. U.S. legalization of marijuana has hit Mexican cartels cross trade border, Time Magazine. I can't believe Time Magazine tells the truth and admits that drug dealers don't like decriminalization. That's why the big banks don't want heroin and cocaine legalized. Until 1933 and the Emergency Powers Act of Roosevelt and a bunch of other garbage he did, narcotics, pure heroin and cocaine, could be bought at any drugstore. You could have it mixed up and put in your malt if you wanted to. In fact, the original Dr. Pepper up in Waco and Temple was at drugstores. And they would mix in some really good stuff for you that you took 3 times a day. And believe me, you get a lot of work done. Less drug use back when you could buy it on the shelf. That's where I stand on this. And I said I'd go to your calls, and now I'm just so upset. We're going to get into China and their huge rollout of new military systems this month. We're going to get into the economic front and so much more. Briefly, because I didn't really plug it last segment. 20 years ago, I quit working out. Just went from working out basically every day and loving it. I didn't even do it to try to look good. I did it because I was addicted to the endorphins. Then I got addicted to doing radio and TV, got totally focused on that, worked 18 hours a day most days, and gained 98 pounds. And now I've lost basically 60+% of that, 65% of that, in the last few years with high-quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And because the Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 has helped supercharge my glands, purify my blood, my body, it's been amazing. The Oxy Powder has flushed out my intestines. And then the Supermel Vitality has given me more energy, more stamina, because it basically just gets your glands to start producing more of the hormone production that's been suppressed by the chemicals in the food and water. It's real simple. It's worked great for me. You've heard the rave reviews. These products are real, and they fund our operation. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We've got free shipping on the three products together, Oxy Powder, Supermel, and X2 Iodine. Or you can buy them individually and get free shipping on each of those items. You can go to InfoWarsLife.com and see the two-minute video that shows what I look like 20 years ago. We actually went into storage, dug through a shoebox, and found a few photos of me with my shirt off. And we've got that, what I look like, what I turned into, and now what I've reversed. And it's dramatic. And when I lose the last, it's hard to believe I went from 180 pounds to 279. That is 99 pounds, folks. So I still am not the prettiest duckling around. But I do look like a gorilla, which I'm proud of. The point is that when I lose another 25, 30 pounds, I don't think I can lose another 40 or 35, but I'll lose another 20, 25. It's going to be exciting. Because now every pound I lose, I feel better, I have more energy, and I look better. It's amazing. And my muscles have gotten bigger. That's the thing, is that I'm getting bigger muscle-wise, but losing the fat. So, InfoWarsLife.com, your purchase makes it all possible. I want to salute and thank all of you that do support InfoWars and shop with the good guys and who are patrons. God bless you. You make it all possible. We'll be back. I'm going directly to your calls. Chris, Thomas, Ryan, Tim, Rod, I'm going right to you, I promise. 70 seconds.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Supermel Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermel and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Waging.